Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chisholm McClough, and we thank you for being a part of Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio and Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. This month on Esteem Yourself E-Magazine, the edition features the article entitled, This Girl is on Fire. A brief synopsis of this article reads, Alicia Keys' song, This Girl is on Fire, is an inspiration to all girls to light a match to their dreams and set their soul on fire. What is going to catch your soul on fire? What are you finally going to resolve to do that will help you reach your dreams, accomplish your goals, and prepare yourself for greater service in the world we live in? Recognizing that you have a fire inside of you, even if it is too small to see right now, your fire is innate. You just have to have a blueprint to tap into it. Start now to see yourself as a girl on fire. Find out ways to fuel that fire by reading this article and many other inspirational articles by going to Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. The website is esteemyourself.com. Also, join us on Facebook where we continue to enlighten, empower, and esteem you through a daily post. On our Facebook page, you will also get to share, learn, and blossom. It's a great way to get a boost for the day. Join us by going to facebook.com/esteemyourselfeasin. In addition, join us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/esteemyourself. And of course, I must mention Esteem Yourself's popular monthly gems, which includes a special monthly self-booster, newsletter, and many other wonderful info. You can sign up for the monthly gems on esteemyourself.com. These gems are a way for you to be a part of Esteem Yourself E-Magazine and get inspiration, motivation, gain esteem, and a positive perspective to guide you through your path. Just as our featured article focuses on reaching your dreams, accomplishing your goals, and preparing yourself for greater service in the world, we continue on that path here. We are thrilled to talk about how we can begin to charm our brain and thrive. Today we have a returning guest for you, friend to our show, an author, artist, teacher, speaker, and counselor. Henrietta Christensen shares with us how we can build our self-worth and confidence. Her book, 110 Ways to Charm Your Brain, is on Amazon, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Hello, Henrietta. Welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Radio.
Thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
We're glad to have you. Thank you for joining us today. I know when I heard about your new book, I love the title. It just seems full of strength. And when I read about the synopsis of it and the summary, it just speaks volumes. So I just wanted you to be on the show again immediately.
Thank you so much.
So what I want to do is I want you to just start off by telling us a little bit about the book. Tell us what made you decide to write this book.
Well, you know, you teach what you most need to learn. And I came out of an abusive relationship years ago, and I couldn't figure out why. I kept feeling like this world wasn't a place I wanted to be in anymore. I was really depressed, and I got so mad. And then I had to turn my own life around. And so I started reading all this positive psychology and the law of attraction and The Secret and all kinds of books. I must have read like 20 of them because I really, really wanted to change my life. And this book is the essence of everything I've learned. That's one of my really strong forces, is I can simplify things and get the essence out. And that's what I've done in this book. It's a very easy read. All my books are easy reads. I have 5 books out now, and it's all 110 Ways books. So it's a very simple book, and it'll give you tools and questions and exercises to turn your life around. And if you need a quick boost, you can just look up randomly and see a new exercise. Like, I have the book right here, and it said, be grateful for what you've been through, and that's one of the tough ones. So that's what you really have to, you have to go through your past to be able to be happy. So that's why I wrote it. So that's my journey, as all my books are, my journey to happiness. This is why I did it.
That's really amazing. I love how all your books are easy to read books. I remember when I went through the information that I got about your book, and I was just so delighted that anyone can read this book. It's not something where you have to figure out how do I say this word, or what do I have to look up this or look up that. It's just so simple. It's just so straightforward, and that makes it so easy, because I think a lot of times we don't have books like that. Books are so complicated, but with your book, it's so simple, and it's almost like a gem. It's almost like a nugget, and that's what I like about that. Why did you do that strategy? What was that a strategy for you? Because, you said you read so many books about, you know, self-help books and things of that sort. And generally, when you read self-help books, there's a lot of different, you know, components that are being offered to you by different authors. What made you decide to choose this strategy of making it so simple for others to kind of learn from?
Well, I had to understand it myself. And, you know, you can't understand something until you teach it. And so I decided, well, I'm going to learn this through and through. And so that's why it was so important to me to simplify things so I could understand it.
Definitely. And I think it makes it easier, too, when you can have just something to say or, you know, read quickly, and then that's it. You can just use that one page. Sometimes it's a page that you have these reflections and these thoughts. Just that one page can guide you throughout the whole day. And so that's what I love about.
I've made this free for your audience today and tomorrow only. But I encourage everybody to, if they like the book, to get it in the paperback, because then you can have it around all the time and you can just flip it open every morning and every night and see what can I do today and what can I think about tonight to stay on the right track to happiness.
Thank you. That's really good. We're going to discuss that even further, because this is a chance for anyone that's listening to go online and actually be able to purchase this book. And like you said, even a hard copy of it is important to have it with you. I think that's amazing. But to have that offer today, it's just great. It's a great way to start off immediately. As we talk about, you know, charming our brain, I start to think about a lot of the things that Esteem Yourself magazine speaks on, and we talk a lot about self-esteem and confidence and women building themselves through this. And I wanted to know, how can women today begin to charm their brain in order to change the way they see themselves?
It's very important. It's like the most important thing is, if you catch yourself thinking negatively, and we do it subconsciously, unconsciously all the time, but if you can start catching yourself doing it, and then it's thinking negatively not only about yourself, but your circumstances or someone else is, or even if you look at somebody and think their dress is really ugly or their hair is terrible, they catch yourself and then deliberately turn your mind around and think about something else. Something, it might have nothing to do with whatever you're looking at or whatever your circumstances are, but something that makes you feel good. It sounds too simple to be true, but if you can choose a better feeling thought, that can stick, that will turn your world around. And I'm not saying you should ignore your problems, because you have to, obviously, you have to take care of yourself and you have to take care of your life. But if you can, you know, worry doesn't get you anywhere. So if you can turn your mind around and think about something you appreciate, something you love, something you've been through that was really nice, you will instantly feel better. And if you feel better, you can do much better for other people and for yourself.
That's true. And I like how you said that Warren will not get you anywhere. I think a lot of times in our brain, as we talk about our brain feeds us these deceptive messages of what we are, who we are, what we represent to others and to ourselves. Our brain is continuously giving us back something that it wants us to take because of what it's given to us in the past and what it's gotten from the world. So generally, the brain is working based on what it has been offered. So sometimes if you have a negative environment, what does the brain give you back? Negative, because
right.
that's all it
yes.
has to offer.
Exactly.
So I like how you talk about this worry and how when we worry or when we think negatively about ourselves or even others, how we need to begin to catch ourselves, you know, because it's habitual. It becomes a habit for us to...
Yes.
To worry, for us to think negatively about ourselves and others. And that begins to be it propels the problem. So now when we think about ourselves, it becomes even worse for us because we are always our worst critic. You know, we are always judging ourselves. And
yeah.
so I love how you say we have to begin to catch ourselves. And as we catch ourselves, your book comes handy because now we have a way to change. We have a way to start changing those perceptions that our brain is telling us what we're doing right or wrong. And we have to say, this is what the book is saying I should do. This positive book gives me light. It's like light. So I love that. I love that.
Thank
I love
you.
That you said that. So as we talk about, you know, the brain and what we need to do to be able to catch ourselves, let's talk a little bit about gender, women and men. Do you believe that both men and women may have self-esteem issues because of how they grew up, and it does it affect us differently? Do you think our brain works differently based on the gender and how it affects us?
I think, of course, we're different. I mean, we are influenced by different hormones, so yes, we are different. But self-esteem issues is not about women or men. It's about being human, and I think it's near impossible not to get bumps in your self-esteem growing up, even if your parents might be perfect, which is impossible. You might be bullied by siblings or at school, or you might take writing classes and somebody will bully you, or you know you might fail at something or not be as good as your siblings or not as good as your neighbor. Anything else, you will get some bumps along the road, and if you're sensitive, if you're you know a teenager, they're all really sensitive. A seemingly small thing might really hurt, and yes, so it's impossible not to get bumps.
Definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that. So we need to be aware of that. So when we talk about getting bumps, I think one thing that may be a good question to ask you is, how do we begin to turn around with those bumps? You know, when we're going down this lane of, okay, I got your book, I'm reading it, I'm feeling positive, and then obviously something always comes your way, right, to make you feel negative.
Yeah.
How do we begin
to
change and make sure we are back on that path?
You have to keep going because you can't change it in one day or one sentence. If you have to you have to change your brain, and that takes time. And it's said that it takes 90 days to change a habit, and so you have to keep going. And my own road took a lot longer than 90 days, but if you are on a diet, if you want to change your diet, the first 12 weeks are the worst, and if you want to quit smoking or whatever it is, the first 3 months is the toughest time to get through, and then it gets habitual. And so that's why you have to keep going and keep catching yourself and keep wanting it. You really have to want. It's like an addiction. If you want to quit an addiction, you really have to want to do it or you can't. It's not possible. That's why it's called an addiction. It's so difficult. And it's the same thing with your brain. You have to keep at it. If you just do it for 5 minutes and forget about it, it's not going to work. You have to keep at it. And then, yes, something will come along and you'll forget it for a day or a few weeks. And then you'll have to pick up the book again or pick up another book. Different tools work at different times. And that's why I've collected so many of them because, well, today this isn't working for me. I'll have to try something else.
Yeah, and when you talk about picking up and continuously working at it, I think it's that self-discipline that you're trying to talk about here. We have to be very disciplined about our own habits and how we begin to change our brain. So when we talk about the brain and changing it, I think some of those bumps we may come across is people that are negative people.
Yes.
Which is, I think, sometimes the worst way of lowering your self-esteem is by listening to people and looking at what they're saying, because you kind of look at them as a mirror of what you are, supposedly, instead of looking at yourself as a mirror through your soul. But now talk about, do you believe that the brain focuses on other people's action to determine how a person feels about their self-worth? How strong is that? What is the real impact of that?
I think it's very strong, because it's part of growing up. We have so much we need to learn when we're children. So we have to look to other people. What do they do? What do they think about me? So we are totally dependent on other people's opinions. But the problem arises when you start believing them, if they're negative, as you say. And you have to look to your peers for support and approval. We're not just individuals, we are part of a group, and that's what we are as people. We are society, so we look to other people for approval, and it's people's opinions matter, but they shouldn't really. I mean, it's nice to be told that you're good, but if you're told you're not lovable enough and you're not good enough, you have to be really strong to turn it around, and believe in yourself, rely on yourself, and say, I am good enough, even if they don't like what I'm doing, or if my artwork isn't to their approval, they don't like whatever I do. But you have to be happy, and that's what matters, because what have you got to give if you're not happy? So other people's opinions, you have to, like, learn to brush them off.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is one of the difficult aspects of that. And I'm sure you have a book that completely addresses you can probably start thinking about one book that's going to address how do you avoid people and their perception of you in regards to your brain and how it affects you. And maybe there are certain areas of your book that may deal with this in particular, that, you know, may help the person that's going through these things. I think that sometimes the people's perception of us can really change what we think of ourselves, can really form the brain. And I think that's a lot of things that makes us begin to look and question who we are and judge ourselves so harshly. But definitely, like you said, you have to be on your own. You have to really do that. This is me. And I think that is important for us. When you talk about this role of mind and the perception we have, we also see another area, another element that may play, and this is the element of the media, how media affects our brain. Talk a little bit about media, and what can we do? What are some of the things we can do based on your book and your own experience? What can we do in regards to how we let media affect us?
Well, when you look at the news, most of what you get is negative news. And from time to time, I sort of avoid the news because it gets you down. And it's going to happen anyway, but you really don't have to be part of it. Also, a lot of the time, if you look up in a magazine, you'll see all these beautiful, slim, young people all over the place. That could really get one down. So sometimes you just have to ignore things for a little while. It's not like you're going to not take responsibility for your life, but you can ignore the things that are not pleasant, because thinking about them and pondering about them, and it's not like the worry. It's not going to get you anything good.
Exactly, and it's what's interesting about what we're talking about with the media is all usually fake. A lot of the things we see out there is fake, right?
Right, it's just right. It's photoshopped.
Yes, exactly. It's just a story. It's photoshopped. And I think we forget that. And our brains get it. Our brains
well,
get
brains
it,
are not brought
right?
up with us. Well, our brains are not brought up with Photoshop, so I don't think it's
right.
possible to understand every time we see a photograph that this is not reality.
Exactly.
So that's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
It's so hard when you see all those pictures of the perfect home and the perfect kids and the perfect husband and the perfect clothes and the perfect skin and not to get down on yourself. But,
definitely.
So,
And I love how you said that our brain was not brought up to remember that these things are fake. It wasn't brought up photoshopped and things of that. So to know that and take note of that always. And as you bring that up, I begin to think about all that we have around us and those things that make us feel like we are not good enough for some women that may make us feel that we deserve more or that we are not loved. And there's a lot of things that our brain is thinking that is who we are based on what it sees. And it's important for us to not begin to distinguish what the brain is doing. And so we talk about this charming of the brain, nourishing the brain. When I think of charm, I think of nourish. And so I wanted you to kind of give us one or two nourishing ways to nourish the brain. You've mentioned one earlier. And I want you to give us, what is one way we can nourish our brain? From your book, Charm Our Brain, what can we begin to do today?
There are so many things. Like I said, my book is full of them. But one thing is to be grateful and thankful for what you have already. And in the Western world, we all have something we can be grateful for, even if it's just a flower that you see in the street. Just if you can start collecting those and think about it before you go to sleep and before you get up in the morning, just think about good things in your life, even if it's a cup of coffee. Simple little things that will make you feel better. Okay, I appreciate that I have a warm bed. I appreciate that I can take a shower. I appreciate that my coffee is hot. I appreciate that my kids slept through the night. Or all those little ordinary common things that you can think of. What is nice about life right now? And not think about you can't pay the bills. Like I really don't feel good about myself. My makeup is bad. My hair needs. I need a haircut, I need new clothes. You know, you can really get yourself down if you start thinking like that. So little things that you appreciate, and the smaller they are, the better, because that makes it so easy. It's everybody can look out and see, wow, that's a really nice star. You know, that's free. It doesn't cost anything. So that's a very, very important exercise to do that. Every night and every morning, find five things that you appreciate, five things you're grateful for. And such a simple thing can really turn your life around, because you start off with a good feeling right from the first step in the morning.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great step in the morning. I think that begins to now create more different positive steps as well. As you begin to realize your blessings, you realize those blessings, how much they matter to you. And as you're talking about this, I'm just curious, were there any particular obstacles that you had while writing this book? This is such a powerful, empowering book. Were there any obstacles that prevented you from maybe writing some days? Or how did that go?
No.
I know, right? It's so positive.
Well, no, there were no obstacles. And sometimes when you write or do something you love, it just flows freely, and it did. But I mean, the work I did before I wrote it was read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of this and boiling it down, but it wasn't difficult at all. So that's, like I said at the beginning, simplifying things is something I can do. That's really something I'm good at, and that's what I do.
That's what you did. And you completely did your research. That's what it kind of says. You did your research. You were able to really dive deep into different books and really get the elements and the power of each book and kind of put it into your own perspective and experience, which is amazing. So what would you want women to gain from your book? What is your overall message?
Get a better life. And it's not that difficult. Because, like I explained before, if you focus on the positive, well, things just look better, and you will get more energy, and suddenly you have more to give, not only to others, but to yourself. I think it's very important to give to yourself first. This is not selfish. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but and like I said before, what have you got to give if you're not happy? So you really have to give to yourself first. And if giving to yourself is those little exercises about thinking positive and thinking gratitude instead of lack, that's a really good thing to do, because if you can change your brain, you can change your life.
Mm.
And it doesn't cost anything to change your brain. And today you can get it for free because I'm giving the e-version away. So you can start today, and it doesn't cost you anything except maybe a few minutes a day.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, I like how you said when you change your brain, you begin to change your life. That is an important concept that we teach on Esteem Yourself. When you change your mindset, you pretty much change your life, because the way your mind thinks is how you're going to operate. So it's completely true. And so I love that. I love that you mentioned that, and that is the overall message of your book. It's amazing. Before we end, I want you to tell our listeners how to get a copy of your book. You talked about the e-book and getting a copy of that today, and I encourage you as well to the listeners to get the hard copy as well. I think this is a great book to have with you at all times. So tell us a little bit about how to get a copy of the book, and also how to contact you.
Hello. I'm sorry, okay. I lost you for a minute. What was your question?
Tell us a little bit about how to get a copy of the book and also how to contact you.
Yes. 110ways.com, that's my website. I have a group and a page on Facebook, 110 Ways. If you look it up in one word or in two words, you'll find me. And you can find my book on Amazon. I posted a link on your website in the comment section. There is a link to the free ebook, and it's free today and tomorrow, March 1st. So 110 Ways, and you'll find me. I have five books out now. So, yes.
Can you list the other five books? Go ahead and take a few minutes and just list that.
My first one was 110 Ways to detect a bad relationship, and then this one, 110 ways to charm your brain, and then I have one about life, 110 ways to avoid getting old. that was a funny little thing also about thinking positive and challenging yourself. And then I have a little quote book on happiness. That's another great tool. If you like this one, you should get the other one too, because I have a whole book full of quotes that will pick you up right away. And
wow.
Then my latest book, which is out there, but officially launches on March 4th. It's called 110 Ways to Spot a Toxic Person, which will help you if you are in a bad relationship to identify it and to get out. All my books have tools to move on and to make your life better.
Yeah, definitely. They're excellent books. I remember the relationship, your first book on relationship. It was amazing. So I thank you for being on Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure we're going to hear more from you on Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to come back.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, and you have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Chisoma.
Take care.
Oh, Talk to you soon, I hope. Bye.
Bye-bye. Find out more about Esteem Yourself E-Zine, Radio, and Org by going to esteemyourself.com. Join us here on Esteem Yourself Blog Tech Radio. Until next time, continue to stay esteemed, empowered, and stay enlightened.
Thank you so much, Susan. Really appreciate it.